Now, from this glorious scene on the mountaintop, we go down to perfect defeat of the disciples at the foot of the mountain. Verse 14, when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." Now, here is a picture, actually, of the kingdom today. The Lord Jesus has already gone into the presence of the Father. He is there in a glorified body. There is with him his apostles. They've already gone on. Most of the church has gone on. And Moses and Elijah are there today. But that is on the Mount of Transfiguration. That's in heaven. Look at this poor earth today. And here is the problem down here. And this boy represents a mad earth. And I tell you, I believe that if you could get off and look at this earth and behold it as God looks at it, and probably the angels today, you'd come to the conclusion that man on this earth must be mad. The way that he's acting, the way he's doing down here, demon-possessed, if you please. And the sad thing is that this man that brought the boy said, "My boy, I brought him here, and your disciples couldn't do anything." And the tragic thing in this hour is that the church is hopeless in the presence of a needy world. And right now, the church in desperation is reaching out, and the organized church, it's protesting and marching and getting involved in all kinds of things today, criticizing the church that it doesn't get involved more. And that's not our business. We ought to be able to help a poor demon-possessed boy today. We ought to be able to help men by presenting a Savior to them that will make them rational and will bring them into a right relationship with God. And unfortunately, the thing has to be said of the church, they could not. The disciples could not, and we cannot. And the Lord Jesus said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And this is tremendous, isn't it? Bring him to me. And we're tempting to do everything except bring lost men to Jesus Christ. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarred him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child." Now this case, friends, is a bad case. I don't consider it quite as bad as the case of the man among the tombs over in Gadara, because he was a grown man and demon-possessed all this time. This was a boy. And he would have, had he gone on, probably been as bad, if not worse, than the other case, but not at this time. And this man just casts himself upon the Lord Jesus. And when you do that, friends, he'll do something for you. And we read, "And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And when you do that, he'll help. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe." I think that probably that we ought to leave out here this word believe. It's actually not in the better manuscripts. The thought here is Jesus turned to the Father and asked him to believe, but could the Father have been responsible in any way for the condition of the boy? Notice, Jesus said unto him, "All things are possible to him that believeth." In other words, it's not a question if thou canst do anything. The Lord Jesus can do something. If thou canst, he says. Well, the question is, what about the man? All things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. So the father's desperate plea here of faith. And then our Lord saw that the people came running together, rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. The spirit cried out, rent him sore, came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And the question is, was this also a case of our Lord raising the dead? I'm of the opinion it is, but I do not want to labor that point either. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer. Now, fasting here is not in the better manuscripts, and I think the emphasis is upon prayer, but by prayer. And today, friends, the church is weak because prayer is weak in the church.